Vayter in Shasper and Daf Pei, picking it up about 6, 7, 8 lines down by the two dots. Rabbi Eliezer Omer low key. So we saw low key. Got to keep it low key. So we saw in the Mishnah that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer in reference to the concept of a Swiss. So Rabbi Akiva had said that Swiss Adam can then you do chalitza and chotzen lishto. Chalitza applies. Because it was a time of Shas Kosher, he says that means that a person is not born with it, with this issue, with the sterility, but it happened afterwards. And Swiss Chama, no, you don't do it either way. In any event, it means someone's born with it. And Rabbi Eliezer said the opposite. He says, no, Swiss Chama, you can do Chalitza, as we're going to see. Why? Because there's Refuah. And when it comes to Swiss Adam, then there's no Refuah, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and do it. So that was the two things of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara comes off of that. Rabbi Eliezer, low key, he argues and says that Swiss Chama can do Chalitza, right, because it can be fixed, and the Swiss Adam doesn't do Chalitza. There's no chalitza involved because there's no way of fixing it. Raminu. We're going to see that Rabbi Eliezer actually says a little bit differently somewhere else. Ben Esrim Nibisa tells it in Nida. Ben Esrim Shana Veloi Vishtei Sarah. So let's say you have a person, and this guy dies, and he lives over a wife. He lives, but no kids. And he also has a brother who's 20 years old, but he doesn't have Shtei Sarah, which we know is necessary for a person to be what we call a gadol. Right? Now, your view, Raya Shu Ben Esrim. What happens is that the relatives, Rashi says, in Beis Din Matzrichin Es Yavam Elach Latzuyabim, does this wife have to do Yibam and Chalitza with this brother? You know, does this Almana have to do with or not? Rashi says that what they do is the family can go and bring a Raya that they weren't. You have you Raya Shu Ben Esrim, that he's 20 years old. Vehu Hasaris. Lo chalitz velo miyabim. Go ahead and let the family of the girl try to prove the fact that this guy is 20 years old and that he's a sris, because we start to see that he's going in that direction, that he's not able to have children altogether, as we're going to see a little bit further. Lo chalitz, and there's no chalitz, and there's no yibum. Mosef Rashi brings from the Gemara Nida and later on that lo chalitz velo miyabim sris lav bar chalitzahu dechsev lahakim lachiv v'shem BSL. A Swiss can't be a bar chalitza or a yibam. Nothing happens because he has to uphold the house of his brother, the name of his brother. This guy can't do that. That's the Rishbam of Abasa. If you can't do it, if you're not going to be a yibam, you're not going to be a chalitza either. What happens if the guy dies, they have no kids, and leaves over this 20-year-old girl? She's now an amana, and she herself doesn't have shtei sairos. And what happens? If you raya shehi bas esrim, the relatives again of this girl should bring a raya that she's 20, v'yali islandess, and then she's considered an islandess. Rashi said, well, most of Rashi here brings. Well, let's finish it first. The islands, lo chaletzis, v'lo misabemes. She doesn't do chalitzis, she doesn't do yibam. Divrei beis hillel. Everything we just says beis hillel. B'shamayim they say zev zeh b'nei shmona esrei. Not like Basil said that the deciding factor is 20 years old without any pubic hair, two pubic hairs, but rather we're talking about that it is 18 years old without those hairs. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, Hazachar kedivrei beis hillel, unekeva kedivrei beis shammai. Now, in our Mishnah, we had seen that what did Eliezer say? He said that a Swiss Chama, this Chalitza involves with him. But over here, what do we seem to be saying now? It says, Azocha Kedivri Beisila. And Rashi says what that means is the Alma of Rabbi Eliezer, Swiss Chama lo Chalitz. A Swiss Chama doesn't do Chalitza. Why is it that Azocha is like Beisila and the Kiva is like Beishamai? Mipnesha Isha Meheris Lava Lefnei Ish, because a woman matures quicker than a man does. So which one is it? Does the Swiss Chama do Chalitza or doesn't do Chalitza? Amar Rabbi Bar Dikula, Meshmuel Chazabor. Rabbi Eliezer was Chozerbo. He retracted. He bailu mehe hoderbe. Which one did he retract from? Our Mishnah or from this Brisa? Sorry, or the Mishnah in Nida. Toshima. Let's take a look from the Brisa to prove that he actually retracted from Nida, and he holds that it really you do chalitza or you do yibam by a Swiss chama. Toshima. The Tanya, we looked in the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Swiss chama cholitz v'cholzen lishto. A Swiss chama does chalitza, and his chalitza is done for his wife. Shekin b'minin nisrapim Alexandria shel mitzayim, because there are those that happened to have this type of sickness that are able to be healed in Mitzrayim. So we get rid of the one in Nida, and we keep the one the machlok. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Liolam lo hadarbe. Really, he doesn't change his mind. He holds both what he says by Nida and he holds by our Mishnah as well. And even in the one in Nida, we're going to see now that he also holds that asris chama yidu yibim chalitza. V'chi tenan ha-hi la-onshin. V'chi tenan ha-hi kama la-onshin. It's another gang entirely. That's just talking about the fact of whether a person's called a bar onshin or not. That is, before he gets any hairs, he doesn't have a shtei sairo. So even up until the age of 20 years old, we're going to consider him that he's still like a cat, like a katan. He's not going to be chayef, you know, to get any onshin for going against the Heilige Torah. Once he reaches 20, so we say that he's an adult who is chayev to get some onshin, and to say the fact that he didn't have these two hairs is because of the fact that he's called the Sris Chama. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change that the Sris Chama still is able to do chalitza and yibam. Itmar, more Sris Chama stuff. Ochel chilev mi ben 12 v'yom echad ad ben 18. Rashi points out, even though this is written in Lashon Zachar, it's really talking about in a keva, like we just said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Beis Shammai. It says that a keva goes like Beis Shammai, that's 18 years old. She's going to be an islandess at 18 if she has no hair. So, which is forbidden fat, and I'll eat that. Between the ages of 12 and 18. V'noldubo siman isris. And developed the simanim of isris. Again, we're talking about here a woman. She develops signs of isris. Well, only afterwards she gets two hairs. Rav Amar Rav says, Nasa Sris Lemafreya, she becomes a Sris Lemafreya. That is, that if a woman, once she's called an islandess, then she's put into the category that what happens is, Lemafreya, retroactively from the age of 12 years old, she is considered like an adult. She's called like an adult from 12 already. If she didn't get the hairs until later on, so then only when she gets the hairs, she's called an adult. But before she got the hairs, let's say she got the hairs at 17. Then from 12 to 17, she was called a katana. But if she got it after she was already established as an islandess, then that means that she was a gedola the whole time. And therefore, it goes back to that, and the mafreya, she becomes a sris. And she's going to be chayef as a gedola. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel argues, he says, katan hayabos hashah. At the time, it says, again, it's loshen zachar, but it means she. She was considered a katan at the time when she did that. Therefore, not chayev. If you eat chaylev, you chayev chata. So this case not going to be chayev because she's considered a ketana. That means, according to Shmuel, she only becomes a gedola when she's established as an islandess. So at 18 years old, she didn't have the hairs. So now she's called an islandess and now a gedola. And then lemafreya, there is no lemafreya. She was called a ketana up until that stage. Maskev lo, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comes from Fetch Akasha. Lirav, in the world of Rav, who says that lemafreya, retroactively, she became an adult from the age of 12, and therefore she's going to be chayev. Islandess Lerebi Meir Yehela Knas, or more accurate trap would be Islandess Lerebi Meir Yehela Knas, right? Maskev Lerav said Lerav, according to Rav, you said that it became again Lemafreya, then Islandess Lerebi Meir should have a Knas. Although we do know, as we're going to see right now, allow me to explain in a moment, that Rebi Meir says that an islandess never gets the Knas. What are we talking about? Pasuk Shtein Pasuk like this. Ki Yimsa, this is in Devarim Chav Beis Psukim Chav Ches and Chav Tes. If a man goes and finds a nara, what is a nara? We know a nara is in the age of 12 and two hairs and 12 and 6 months. There's a katana, a naira, and a bogeris. So what happens is if a man finds this naira besula, a shalo arasa, she's not engaged, usfasa, and grabs her, v'shachav mer, sleeps with her, v'nimsu, and it gets found out. V'nosan ha'ish, v'shachiv imala, avian ara, chamishim kasef, he has to go, this guy has to go and give 50 shekel, 50 silver shekel, this is to the tata of this girl, v'lo siya le'isha, and it will be to her, to him as a wife, tachas ha'sha'ina, v'lo yichol shachal koimov, he's not allowed to send her out all the days. All right, so now we find this concept that a person goes ahead and violates this girl called the Naira, which means she's not a katana, she's above 12 years old, she's 12 years old and two hairs until the age of 6 months. So that's a 6 month period over here. Okay, so now, there's a discussion which goes on the Gemara Ksubas. We find a machlokas, you remember me and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that the word Naira that says in the Pasuk means a Naira to exclude a Bogeris. But a Katana falls into the same category, which means if it's a Naira or a Katana, so then this does apply. Rabbi Meir says, nope, the word Naira means to exclude a Bogeris and a Katana. It'll be just a Naira. Okay, so if that's the case, that means to say, only if a person is a naira, goes a naira, then this happens, then they have the whole 50 shekel kanas thing, etc. This is all Rashi, by the way. And now we see the Rameir says, that he brings down, Rashi says that this is in Ksuvah, Staf, Lamed, Beis, Lamed, Vav. Islandess ain't lo kanas velo pitoi she doesn't get an eilinus, will never end up getting the kenas. Why? Because she doesn't get any hairs, where, like at a normal time, with the and therefore to become a naira. Therefore, she remains a katana constantly, and a katana doesn't get this kenas kuntur mayor. Okay, so therefore, Rav Yosef now is now asking a kashrut. It says maskefel Rav Yosef. He comes and he says that according to Rav, right, that she, the Rav says that it's limafreya, she becomes a gedola, then limafreya retroactively she becomes a gedola from the time of 12 years old. And if someone goes ahead and has this relationship with her at that point when she's 12 years old, so then it should be chayiv, even according to Rabbi Meir. Meir says never. So how do you deal with that? Again, maskev Rav Yosef, Lirav, according to Rav, who says, Lirav, she becomes like she's a gedola, then if she establishes an islandist of Rabbi Meir, Yehelo Kenas, she would get a Kenas. And we said, the Gemara Ksuvah, there was never a time of a Kenas. Amalei Abaye, Abaye comes in, he answers, Mikatanusa Yatsasa Lebeger. She actually skips the stage. Why does she go from being a katana straight to being a bogeres? Oh, and therefore what? Rashi says, Ilum Nas is Gedolim Mafreya. She does become a Gedolim Mafreya. Vahada in la Kanas, Rabbi Meir. So what's pshat that she doesn't get a Kanas according to Rabbi Meir? Simply because Mishum de Mekatnus Yatsa Lebeger, the Nairis be Simonim Tulian. Because Nairis is with Simonim, it's Tulian Simonim. Vizusha in la Simonim, she never had it. Chashvin call you Mekatnus a Katana. The entire thing, time of her Katnus was called a Katana. B'nai Nairis, Bulgaris, in the days of Nairis become Bulgaris. Vizulazul, Rabbi Meir, in la Kanas. Rabbi Meir says both these are in Kanas. Only Nairis is Kanas. Of a Rabbanan. According to him, an island is during the days of Katanusa, there is a Kanas, because the Rabbanon Pligiela, they argue, I mean, they say, Katana Yeshla Kanas, Katana does have a Kanas. You make Katanus ad Shnemes say, Shana v'yomechad, it's 12 in one day. Amalei, so Rav Yosef says back, Kol kihani mile ma'al yisal yisamu mishmai. This amazing thing should be said in my name. In other words, I'm masking to you. The time is going to the Braisa. Ain't a Swiss nidon ke ben sora umore. A Swiss can never get to a state where he's going to be a ben sora umore altogether. We know the ben sora umore is this kid at a certain age, behaves in a way where he drinks a lot of wine, eats a lot of meat, and he steals, and he speaks in the wrong way. So he'll never be that. You know why? The fisha im ben sora umore nidon ele bechassimus zokan atachton. A ben sora umore only gets a state of judgment when he has a hairs in his... by his aver. V'ein islandis nidonis kindai namurasa. An islandis can never get a judgment of a naira hamurasa. We know that, what's the din of a namurasa? That is, a woman is married, she's a muras. She goes and she messes around, she gets chenek. And the Torah says that if it was a naira murasa, that she gets skila, she gets stoned to death. So what is it coming to tell you? It's coming to tell you that an islandis who does gilir rayos is only able to get like a regular case, and not of a Nair Murasa. Why? Shami Katanusa Yatsa Lebeger, because she skips the stage, she goes from being Katana right into being Ebo Geres. Amar Rebbe Avo, Simoni Swiss Violinist Uben Shmona. Rashi explains, what does that mean, Uben Shmona? That means, Shenolid Laches Chadoshim in the eighth month, Ein Osen Bo Maisa Lachziko Keben Kayama Bishvil Simonim. Klomar Afapi Shegamru Simoni Saro Vitsipanov. We don't go ahead, Kishenolid, Afil Achi Lo Minin Bar Kayamahu Vadai Ache Ben Estrim Shana. We don't say that this kid's going to survive until he reaches 20 years old, which means if he's born in the eighth month, then we don't do things to go ahead and call it a ben kayama, because of the simanim, meaning even if it has hair and nails when it was born, still we don't say until it's 20 years old that it's going to be considered complete and good. Enos b'hem ma'isa atchu ben esrim, both of them, all of them, the islanders and the Swiss also, right? They have to have the hair. They have to have, you know, shtei simanim and things of the sort. So. We have to wait, basically, and see what goes on. Uben Shmona, Mika, Chai, Frankly, come on, hold on one second. Can an 8-month baby even live in the first place? You say until 20 years old, Vatani belongs to Nebraisa. Ben Shmona, Arbehu, Ke'evin. A Ben Shmona is like an Evan, like a stone. But Asa Latatala is going to be Asa to Metatala, is talking about on Shabbos, right? Because it's going to be Muksa. Aval, Imo, Shocha, Alav, Umidikaso.
the mother is allowed to bend over, like fold over, in order to nurse him. Beep, turn the page. Pay homage. Bipnei sakana, because of sakana. The mother doesn't nurse, and the milk gets all built up over there, and that can cause the mother to even die eventually. So says the Gemara, so what do you mean that the 8 month is going to survive till 20? What is that talking about? Says Gemara, hachamayiskina, no, what are we talking about? Kishagarmu simana. If we're talking about where his simanim were finished and complete, that he was fully developed. That's just... We have the Bach that comes in and says here, my skin kishaloga mishimadav. Oh, switches it there. Well, wow. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Ezu ben Shmona. What's considered a ben Shmona? That is called shalo kalu lo chadash. If anyone didn't finish off his months, meaning he didn't complete the amount of time which is necessary. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, simanin mochichan alav. The simanin will go and tell us whether or not he's going to survive or not going to survive. Different signs. Sa'aru v'tziparno of shalo gamru. If you have the hair and nails that weren't complete. Time of the logamru. So what do we see? What's Rebbe telling us? The reason why we go ahead and we say he's not going to survive is because the hair and nails were incomplete. Hagamru, but if they did complete, I'm reading high bar shivu, then we're going to say you made a mistake in terms of your calculations. This is actually not a 8 month baby. It's a 7 month baby. Vishtahu yehu dishtai. And he was kind of just hanging out there, meaning, in a chinami, in terms of numbers and time, it was 8 months, but it was really a 7 month baby, developed and everything good to go, and then it was just hanging out over there, doing his thing, chilling, relaxing, maxing out, cooling, shooting some b-ball inside of the school. And Rashi points out, Vashmein is coming to tell us, Rebbe Avo is coming to say, that filu l'Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, lo mechazkin le bebar kayom hachei ben chaf. He's saying that even Rebbe, who says that fully developed his hair and his nails, and that should show that the kid is a full term, 7 months, we don't rely on that to say it's good until he reaches the age of 20. Tanakama argues on this, though, right? He argues this Rebbe versus Tanakama versus Chachamim. So we're going to see in a minute, just in 1 moment, just to explain something. We're about to see in a minute, like, how can it be that we're going to paskin like Rebbe? See, we're going to try to paskin like Rebbe over the Tanakama's Rabbanan, or like Yochid over the Rabbim over here. But the point is that Tanakama argues on Rebbe, and he says that if you have a kid who was born in the 8th month, that's considered going to die, right? Even if you have hairs, has nails, the whole thing. Don't come to tell me that a kid hangs out in the womb. He doesn't do that. I'm a 7th month baby. I'm just like hanging out for another month. How does it make any sense? And Rebbe says, not true. They do hang out in such a thing. So now, Elha David Rava Tosva Uvda. We have a story about how he actually paskined, according to Rebbe over here. There was a woman whose husband went to Medina Siyam, Rashi says, he didn't come back, and if he was gone for a long time, and he was gone for a whole year, then she gave birth after 12 months. Hedi Paskin, it's a good kid. Everything's good. Rashi says, Rava, Achshay Rava, to Kasavi, Mishtah, Havlat, Achir, Gemar, Tzuraso. He waited. Vizen, Ishtah, Gimel, Chadashim, Vlar, Minin, La'achir, Shalach, Bailan, Sabra, Me'achir. We don't say this is a mamzer, she got pregnant with someone else. Rather, this is a 9 month baby that just hung out for another 3 months after. Come on, who's that going like? Kerebi? Dama Mishtah? Is that what you're going to say? It goes like Rebbe, who said that he hangs out? Come on, it doesn't make sense. It's a yachid. Why would he go like Rebbe? And for the Gemar, he's not alone. He also passing like he holds to this concept about the kid hanging out. Therefore, Kerabim Avad. He's going according to the Rabbim over here. He's not just a single person over here. It's Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who say they're able to go ahead and they are able to hang out. Where do we see this? Atanya said in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shishah Shloshim Yom Ba'adam Eino Nefel. A baby that's born, if it lives for 30 days, it's not called a Nefel. It's not called that it's going to be a miscarriage. It's going to end up dying. And Rashi points out that we're talking about over here that even a kid who we say is 8 months after they had a relationship, Rashi says, if I feel lo kalu lo chachi ibra, darmin la shiva nigmar al tzurasa. We say that after 7 months, it was finished off, and he hung out over there for another month. Lahachi nakat ba'adam di'ilu bebehema katani hasam shmona yamim shayi nefel. Okay, that's a different point, but as we've seen in the lesson, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds this point, and therefore the halacha can go like Rebbe, because there's also no one else on his side. It's a rabbi. All right, now we get into it a little bit. Let's break things down. And Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Srischama. Who's called a Srischama? That is, Kolshu ben Esrim velohevi shtei sairos. This is somebody who's 20 years old, and he doesn't have 2 hairs. That's called a sris chama. V'afilu hevi lachar mikan. Even if he ends up bringing 2 hairs after the fact. Harehu kesaris lechol dvarav. He is considered kesaris in every way. Ve'elu hein simanav. These are the simanim, the signs, to be able to see this. Kol she'en lo zakan. He doesn't have a beard. U'sa'aru lokoi. And his hair, Rashi explains, is soft. U'besaru machlik. His skin is very smooth. Rashi says, chalak kebasa isha. Like a woman. Derech basa ish lio sa'ir. So it's a smooth, like a lady. Rishon Gamliel, Rishon Yehuda ben Yair, Kol she'ein mima of myelin resichos. Anyone who, when they use the bathroom, when they machen a pish, it doesn't make resichos. Rashi says ashkuma, which means it doesn't make the bubbles. You know, when a person uses the bathroom, they urinates. What happens is it causes like bubbles popping up, and it doesn't do that. V'yisham, some say, kol amata mayim ve'enos akipa, anyone who goes and machs in the urination, and it doesn't make your rashes, kiluach aruch lemerchak, doesn't make like an arc to go pretty far. V'yisham, some say, kol sheshichfa zara docha, anyone whose zara is docha, rashes is she'enu kashur, eletzalul kamayim, it's very, very clear, it's like water almost. V'yisham, some say, kol she'en mimi raglov machmitzin, anyone whose urine, the Rashi is masrich and kishon bekli. It doesn't become masrich. It doesn't become disgusting when you leave it there. Acher mamim, others say, kol she rochitz b'mosak shamim ve'im b'soro mala hevel. Anyone who takes a bath during the winter time and he doesn't start steaming. Rashi says, chamibos ke'in ashan. It doesn't steam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ben Elazar omer, kol she kolo lakoy. Anyone whose voice is, like we said before, very soft. Ve'ein nikar bein ish l'isha. And you can't tell whether it's a man or a woman. You're not able to tell the difference between when they speak. Ve'ezu islandess. What's considered an islandess? We spoke about a service. What's an islandess? Kol shibas esrim v'loi v'yesh desaris. She's 20. She doesn't bring any sires. Afila v'yin lachem. We can't even after the fact. Ve'ika islandess. Chodavreya v'ein l'simanim. These are the simanim. Kol she'ein l'dadim. She doesn't have any breasts. U'miskasha b'shas tashmish. And tashmish is hard for her. It's painful. That's Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kol She'ein La Shipulei Me'ayim Kinashim. That is right above their Osamakom, about from their private place. They don't have that. It kind of like pops over the bottom part of the stomach. Doesn't like cover over. That would be normally a woman does that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Ben Elazar Omer Kol She'kola Ave. If her voice is very thick, Veinu Nikares Bein Ish L'Ish. You can't tell the difference between it's a man or a woman. Itmar. More into this, we just spoke. Simani Sris, all the Simanim of Sris. Rav Huna Amri says, Achehe Kulam. It's got to be that they have every one of the things we just mentioned. Rav Yochanan Amri, Afilu Be'echad Mehan, even if you only have one of them, then it's already considered a Sris. Even if he just reaches 20 without having a hair, that's considered a Sris. Wow. Gemara gets a bit deeper on that. Heichad dehevish deisaris bezakan. In a case where, let's say, he has two hairs in his beard, kuli amalo pligi daache kulan. Everyone agrees that it's not going to be considered Swiss unless he has all the different simanim. That would be even Rav Yochanan, who says that if he'll be echa man, in this case, even he would agree that stuff all of them. Ki pligi, where they're arguing bishalohevi, when he doesn't go ahead and bring, he doesn't have these two hairs that come out. Frakta Gemara, alahada amar lahu rabba baravula rabbanon. Ainu bay barav Nachman. Check out Rav Nachman. Ibisor male hevel esiv le bras. If his skin causes, like when he takes a bath, if it heats up, then I'll let him marry my daughter. Rashi says, Alma kevan de listenu kulu simani sris, the batzalehai lom chaskin le kisris. If he's going to be steaming, then we don't have to be worried. He doesn't show all of the sris shtiklech, so we're not worried that he has to have it. So obviously, it must be that he didn't have. Other things. He didn't have pubic hairs, and therefore where there's a stress. Come on, who's this going like? Rav Huna. This goes like Rav Huna, right? He's the one who says, and again, Rav Yochanan, right? Not like Rav Yochanan, like we just said. Rav Huna says you have to have all the simanim, and here you see not like that. Rav Yochanan says even one of them, so then it's going to be a mistake. Says Gemara, lo, Rav Nachman sike dikna havile. Rashi says that means like Yesedos Hazakan, Klomer Bekama Makomos Havaloser Bezikno. He had certain patches of hair that were growing over there, and therefore it comes out that even Rav Yochanan, if you were even lacking one of them, he would say he's not a Swiss. Next part of the Mishnah said, "Hasaris lo chodz vol miyabim v'chenai ilanis." Says the Gemara, "Katani saris duma da'ilanis." He brought the two together to tell you what my island is b'dei shamayim, just like an island is something which is b'dei shamayim. Avsaris b'dei shamayim. So too, the case we're talking about over here is talking about b'dei shamayim. Ustama k'Rabbi Akiva da'amar b'dei adam in b'dei shamayim lo. And therefore, mistama when the Mishnah says the saris. That min shamayim, right, doesn't do chalitza. That the stam is going like Rabbi Akiva that said earlier, b'dei adam in, that a person would give him a stress, b'dei adam, that they are allowed to do chalitza, b'dei shamayim lo, b'dei shamayim, you're not able to do chalitza. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.